Well, folks, we are finishing out the show, and we have Joshua Rogers back here at The Boundless Show to weigh in on one of our questions. Hey, Joshua.
What's up, Lisa?
Hey, Merry almost Christmas to you, since we're,
Thank you.
Christmasing here at The Boundless Show. So, and this is kind of interesting, because this question is applicable, because as we head into the new year, a lot of people are going to be trying online dating again and that kind of stuff. So I love this question. This is my friends and I have talked about this kind of thing numerous times. So I'm interested to see what you have to say about this. One of our listeners says, I've been talking with a guy from a dating app for a few weeks who lives far away. I don't want to drag this out if we're not even on the same page on the basic areas. I already know he believes in Jesus, but I'm having a hard time coming up with other questions. We obviously aren't supposed to marry just any Christian who walks into our lives, but how do we tell the difference between a good Christian guy and potential husband material? What are some potential deal breakers?
This is a great question. I'm so glad to hear you're asking it.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because so many people, I think in particular, you know, we've met a lot of women through Boundless, get tangled up in these weird online relationships, and they're not open to hearing people who care about them urge caution. And I actually think that you can tell a lot about a man's character based upon how he's engaging with you online. I would first of all recommend Lisa's book, The Dating Manifesto, just because I think it addresses a lot of this stuff thoroughly and gets into the pitfalls of online dating. She's got some great advice there. But here's what I say about deal breakers. 6 points here. Number one, I would ask how much of your connection to this guy is electronic, either messaging or over the phone, despite the fact that you've been talking for a while. I mean, is he willing to come see you? Or does he expect that you're going to make the trip and pay for it yourself? His unwillingness to initiate further is his way of demonstrating, I am not interested. Trust him on that and don't ignore it. Number two, I would ask, is this guy really curious about me? Is he really studying you, who you are, but not in some sort of creepy or judgmental way? If all he's doing is talking about himself, then he's not actually interested in you. He's probably more interested in being interested in somebody. Number three, big one, does he have close male friends? If he doesn't and he's single, then he has practically no accountability, and no, a quarterly meeting with his pastor does not count. He's probably got some major sin issues in a number of areas, and you can count on one of those being sexual sin. So you don't want to find out what those are once you're in a really deep relationship or a marriage with them. I mean, can we agree on that? Number four, if he was in a previous relationship, get him to talk about it. If he starts to get negatively emotional in some way when he talks about it and he keeps doing that, mark my words, he's still tangled up in the relationship and there's going to be limited room for you as a result. Now, along those lines, the fifth thing I'd say is just keep your ears open for any indicators of people he hasn't forgiven. People who tend to not be forgiving will constantly be bringing up offenses. If he's somebody like that, please keep in mind that one of the most important qualities of a future spouse is someone who's forgiving. Without that, your marriage will be miserable. Mark my words. It's one of the reasons I have a happy marriage. Number six, ask him if he's got any debt. If he does and he's not taking steps to responsibly deal with it, run. You do not want those kinds of problems in your relationship. You will end up paying it one way or the other. I just want to close by saying, look, wanting to have romance can create a lot of internal static, and it makes it harder to hear from the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so critical to bring other people in. I want to, again, encourage you to get Lisa's book, The Dating Manifesto. It really goes into practical ways that you can deal with this. Get it as a Christmas present for yourself, for your friends, a belated Christmas present, a New Year's present. It's a great resource to answer a lot of these questions.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Joshua, so much. I guess I need to just reread my book. My goodness, I'm going to need some insight as I, if I choose to go into this area in the future. One other thing I just wanted to add from a female perspective is that I've noticed in the past is if this guy is like pushing you for a lot of information about yourself, or he is initiating flirty or even suggestive talk, I mean, there are a lot of guys that are self-described Christians that go into that space, and that's not really honoring of you as a woman and as a Christian, and that's not protective of you. So I think that's a big red flag, as is the way that he talks about his faith and his relationship with Christ. If he initiates conversations, if he evidences that he's real, involved in his church and stuff, and it's not just like, well, of course I'm a Christian, I fly an American flag or whatever, you know, I mean, not ridiculousness like that. So I think Joshua would concur. A lot of those things kind of dovetail with what you had to say as well, Joshua. So I just thought I'd throw in my little two cents there. But that's great advice, and just also great conversation starters, as this woman is asking, you know, what should she actually talk about? So great points. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. Also, hop over to the blog and make sure you're commenting on this week's show, what you think and anything that's been helpful to you related to a question like this or the other things that we discussed. That is it for this week's show. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you are enjoying the holiday and that you are ready for a super great new year. We are here at The Boundless Show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.